I have 12 kids. I got pregnant with my oldest when I was 15.
Welcome back, family. This is where strong, independent women instantly get humbled. You might not see my videos on your feed again, so make sure you like this video, subscribe, and also comment.
I had seen this guy for probably like a couple months, but he was like, you know, I want to tell you I'm into something, and I don't want you to judge me. And I'm like, I won't judge you. He's like, I want to go then shower. And I'm like, okay. Not that I'm into that, but I was like, you know, just listening to him. Long story, he's like, look, before I come over there, you need to drink a lot of water and pee a bunch. I said, okay. And I'm thinking he's not going to come. I didn't drink no water. So when he got over there, and he laid on the floor, and I squat, and I was trying my best to pee. It took me a long time to pee, right? Because you got to focus. And when I peed, and he got it in his mouth, he literally turned his face fast and was like, pull. He's like, ugh, you didn't drink water.
If you're a man and you're into this peeing shit, like, you're a weirdo, bro.
One time, I went and had an Uber pick me up. He was super hot. So I was like, hey, like, do you want to have sex? And he pulled over and he's like, totally, right?
What?
And then he sucked, right? He sucked.
Oh, he was scared.
So I got out of the vehicle and then I complained and was like, so I wouldn't have to pay. So then this other Uber driver pulls up and then I tell him about the experience. And I'm like, I just fucked my last Uber driver and he was so shitty. You know, I had to cancel. I didn't say like some bullshit happened, you know, so I didn't have to pay. And this guy's like, okay, cool. Like, well, do you want to like give me a blowjob? And I was like, okay, sure. Why not? And then I give him a blowjob all the way from LA to Huntington Beach. It was a really fucking long time.
That's like an hour, 45
minutes. Yeah, it was a long
minutes.
Blowjob. It was a long blowjob. And then I got out of the car and he's like, don't worry, I won't charge you. And then the motherfucking charged me.
No.
Yeah. That was the last time I fucked an Uber driver. I was like, y'all fuckers.
Wait, you ruined it.
What were you getting?
So you have sex with random guys you don't know and then you get finessed. Just a walking STD.
It's ick.
I don't like when men know how to cook, because why do you know how to cook? That's a problem.
It's just a sad day today. I can't eat shit today because, you know, it's a problem if I know how to cook.
Most irrelevant country right now is India. First of all, have they ever fought in a war? I feel like they don't participate in war, which is fine. I respect that. That's like unproblematic. But like, what's good with them? Do they have a king or a president? Also, does no one want their land? Why? I respect that they stay out of conflict, but like, who do they fight for? Who are their allies? I just feel like I never hear about them. Like, no natural disasters, no uprisings. They're never in the press. Where are you, India?
I literally lost brain cells listening to this girl talk. Thank God it's over.
What's your body count so far this year?
So it's, what, okay, July 6th. So I've been with about a person each day for the last, like, 6-7 months.
Okay.
Each day. So, I mean, if there's been 6 months, 30-ish days, then that's a lot of people. We're already in triple digits.
So what's 30 times 6? Someone in the comments, let us know.
You make the girl that sleeps with all of her Uber drivers look like an angel.
You and your ex break up.
Because he cheated like 6 times. And I was done to go back to him.
You went back to him 5 times?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I give chances.
So if I f*** up twice, would you give me a chance?
Yeah, everybody deserves a chance.
I don't think you should give me a chance.
I mean, you don't. But like everyone, some people can change, some people can't. So you never know.
What do you mean by that?
Can I get your number?
Yeah, you can give me a number.
And I bet the guy that she lets cheat on him is a gang-banging drug dealer, just terrible down bad guy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Appreciate you too.
What do you appreciate? Huh? What, do you want to fuck her? What do you appreciate?
She gave me my card.
I don't care. I can give you a card all day.
The fuck?
Bro. So we're also not allowed to show other people manners when we have a girl as well. Okay, aight.
I'm just going to give it to you straight. If you're looking for a girl who's gonna take care of you or cook you dinner or gonna provide for you, you're not gonna find that here, okay? I don't bring things to the table. You know what I bring? I bring these good looks, this hot body, and an unforgettable personality. But that's about it. Everything else is pretty much up to you. And I like it that way. I'm gonna keep it that way. So if you're looking for a girl who's gonna bring something to the table, you're not gonna find that here, and you might as well move along and not take me out. So yeah. Just wanted to let you guys know that.
And these are the type of women that you never want to waste your time on. Just because you have a hot body and good looks doesn't mean shit to me, because looks fade. So if you're on a date with any girl, she says this, kindly run away.
Pay for my nails or not, I'm
You're not about to leave here. I told you I didn't come with no money. Is that, can you tell him it's $70?
Huh? For you, 75?
Yes, pay for the nails. Why is you trying to be an asshole?
I got 10 inches.
So I have to fuck you if you pay for my nails.
Well, what your hand? Well, what your hand for?
He paying for the nails. Yes, you is about to pay for the nails, bruh. He paying for the nails. No, you need to give me more money. No, you're not about to leave.
Listen.
Y'all are embarrassing me in front of these pretty ass girls.
That's
do you hear him?
Got nothing to do with them. I got 10 inches. You making it disappear?
Who the fuck is you talking to? How you just gonna...
That's all you get, man.
Yo, this is crazy. This man about to call the cops on me.
Thank you.
How are you going to go somewhere where you know you have to pay for their service and just not bring any money? But then you expect the guy that you were probably dating for a day to pay for you. That's crazy.
Another edition of You Think You're Looking at a Super Cute, Super Fashionable Couple, but really it's a 24-year-old girl and a 34-year-old man. And I would venture to say that 24 to 34, that's a girl and a man in comparison.
When you're bitter and you have no man, so you have to hate on the younger woman.
So it's wrong to cheat.
Oh, yeah, it's wrong to cheat.
But yeah. Then you cheat.
I cheat to save my relationship. That's the only reason why I cheat. So I don't care what nobody think.
You cheat to save the relationship.
Yes, I'm that confident, Steve. Yes, I cheat to save my relationship because if I can show you that I'm doing it, you should be able to tell me you're doing it.
Right. So not only do you cheat, you videotape it.
Yeah, I videotaped it.
And then you send it to a key.
Yeah, I send it to him. What's his reaction?
You took a lie detector test?
No, I ain't taking no lie detector test because I got video what I'm lying for.
It's so delusional, it's funny, but I guess she's standing on business.
I have 12 kids. I got pregnant with my oldest when I was 15. I had her at 16. I got pregnant with my second when I was 16, had her at 17. I got pregnant with my third when I was 18, had him at 18. I got pregnant with my fourth when I was right around when I turned 19, and I had him when I was 19. I got pregnant with my fifth when I was 20, had her at 21. I got pregnant with my sixth when I was... I got pregnant with my sixth when I was 23. Had her when I was 23. No. I got pregnant with my sixth when I was 22, and I had her when I was 23. I got pregnant with my seventh when I was 25. I had him when I was 26. I got pregnant with my eighth when I was 27, and I had him when I was 28. I got pregnant with my 9th, 10th, and 11th when I was 30, and I had them when I was 30. Pregnant with my last baby when I was 30. When I was 32, and I had her when I was 32. And I am now 35. I had to think about that for a second. Yes, I'm 35.
I looked in the comments, and she also said that she has 3 different baby dads for all those children. I don't know if this is really necessarily a good thing to talk on social media, because they're going to tear you up in those comments. I don't know the backstory of this situation, but all I know that hot water is gonna leave a whole lot of marks.
I believe in women withholding sex in relationships because men know that they're not going to get sex just off of any little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Off of one date, you're not getting sex at the end.
It's always going to be somebody out there that's going to give you the pussy for free.
And that's what it is. Like,
but
there's always
that raising the standard.
If the majority of women raise the standard and there's a couple outliers, okay, there's always going to be that. Mm-hmm. You know, if the dating pool is that women are not giving you sex until you 100% are in this relationship, let's say a few months down the road, I don't fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the norm, if something like that becomes a norm again, that's what's going to raise the dating pool.
You see, this will only work if you didn't give your body to like 5 different men. And then when you get to me, you have to tell me you want to wait. Nah, that's not how it's going to work.
old are you?
16.
And how old do people think you are?
17, 18.
How old do you think they are?
20, 21.
Why?
Revealing outfit, tattoos.
And how old are you?
Me, I'm 33.
So how old do people think you are?
Early 20s, mid 20s.
What if I told you she's 16?
That's how people catch a case. That's jailbait right there. That's a prime example.
You gotta ask these girls for ID nowadays. You do not want to catch a case.
Single mother is allowed to spend her child support money on whatever she wants, and let me tell you why. I've been seeing a lot of controversy on what a woman can and cannot spend her child support money on. People are making TikToks about it, people are talking on their podcasts about it, saying that a single mother is not allowed to spend her child support money on her electricity, on her rent, or on her Wi-Fi. Let me just break it down for you on why a single mother is allowed to spend child support money on whatever she would like. So let's say a single mother goes to the store on the first of the month and she buys her child all new clothes and all new shoes, and she spends $300 on her child, and now her child has everything they need. But then on the 15th of the month, she goes back to the store to buy diapers and wipes for her child and spends $200, right? That's $500. Now let's say on the 21st of the month, the father of her child sends her $350. She is allowed to take money from that child support and pay her electric. She is allowed to pay her Wi-Fi. She is allowed to use that money for her rent, because that money is a reimbursement of what she already spent on the child, and it's not even a complete reimbursement. Not to mention, a lot of these men that are paying child support are only paying what the judge tells them to pay. So they are not helping cover the cost of child care the single mom is paying for, just so she could put her child in child care so that she can work to pay for that child care. And best believe, those men are not paying for food for the child weekly, are not buying new clothes for the child, are not buying new shoes for the child. They are only sending a set amount that that woman has to deal with.
Let me know in the comments what you think about this one, guys.
My rules if you're dating me. Even after we've been together for a while, you continue to plan dates and you continue to show effort. You know, whether that's buying flowers, planning dates, even just renting a movie for us to be able to watch together. You don't tell me what I can and cannot wear. I get to wear what I want to, and it doesn't change my loyalty and respect for you. I like to express myself with fashion, and that should not be a problem for you. You introduced me to your family after 3 months max, because if we're dating any longer than that and you're not introducing me to your family, are you even serious about me? Plus, I need to see your family dynamic. I need to see how you treat your parents, how your parents treat you. It's gonna tell me a lot about you. You can't be stingy with apologies. If you do something wrong, you apologize easily. It shouldn't be pulling teeth. Lastly, you respect me during arguments. You don't interrupt me, you don't cut me off. You hear me out and you respect me. Do you agree with these rules?
Everything was good until you said what you can and cannot wear. So if you're wearing something super revealing, titties out, ass out, and you expect me not to say anything, that's crazy. And some might call me insecure, but I call it respect for your man.
My dad just decided he's not gonna pay for my wedding anymore. What I'm finding out is if you let your parent pay for your wedding, you kind of have to do it their way. Finally told my parents, I'm gonna do this my way, and they backed out of paying for it. So let me tell you what happened. I have to give credit where credit is due. My parents raised me to be an independent thinker. And as an independent thinker, I've decided we're not gonna do every single wedding tradition at my wedding. And that's where the fight comes in with my dad. It's the year 2023. Women are not property anymore, which is why I decided I will be walking myself down the aisle. My parents do not own me, and I'm not some property to be given away. My dad was not very happy to find out he wouldn't be walking me down the aisle. In his eyes, I'm taking away one of the most important parts of the day. Apparently, a first dance with my father isn't enough. My dad keeps going back to the point of, we've never treated you as property, why would you say that? He's also trying to say I'm discrediting everything him and my mom have done for me, which to me just feels unrelated. Like, I'm just not a fan of that tradition. I feel like he's been talking to his buddies, because the other day he came back to me and said, well, if you wanna be independent, then you can pay for it yourself. Which to me still feels like, if you're not gonna do your wedding the way I want, then I'm not gonna pay for it. And that just doesn't feel right to me. So anyways, do we agree that my dad's being a complete jerk right now? Really hoping he comes around, because there's no way I can afford this wedding if he doesn't help me with it.
The guy that's going to get married to this girl needs to run, bro. Because who doesn't want their dad to walk them down the aisle? This is just insane.
I don't want this free stuff. I don't want this free stuff, come on. I don't want this free stuff. I don't want free stuff. I have better one. I have better one, hallelujah. I have better one at home.
Let's record it. We need to record
it. I have better one at home. I don't want this. We need to record it.
You don't know where they are.
I have better one.
We'll show them what they were doing.
I have better one. I have better one at home. I've got another one. Please.
Back off. Back off.
Move.
Back off. Back off.
Stop it.
Don't touch him.
Don't touch him. You don't touch him. Don't touch him.
I'm not scared of you.
Don't get violent with them.
They're not
perfect. They hate themselves as much as they hate us.
No,
we love you. That's why we are saving you from yourself.
The man's just trying to preach and they're just sexually assaulting a man. If the roles were reversed where a woman was trying to preach and a man came up rubbing his penis on her, bro, that man would be going to jail.
It just makes you a dumb ass hoe.
Me?
Yeah, you.
How's that make me that?
What do you mean?
Why does it make me that for not kissing you?
Because anyone here would.
Really?
Yeah, I bet. Watch this.
All right, go get a guy. Prove it to me.
Okay, wait. Watch this.
And that's what happens when you're super cocky. You get humbled.
All right, so are you guys together?
Yeah.
I have a quick little loyalty game. So look, do you have like any girl best friends?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, do you have any like guy best friends?
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right, so cool. I want you guys to play rock, paper, scissors for who goes first in this loyalty test, okay? Ooh, I hate going first. All right, so listen, I want you to call your girl best friend and ask her if there's anything that your boyfriend wouldn't want to know about.
I don't have to do that. I'm loyal.
It doesn't matter. It's just for a quick loyalty test. Just to see what's going on. And if it's loyal, it shouldn't be no problems, right?
Right, yeah.
All right, whatever. Okay, so I'm trying to be a better person this new year. So is there anything I did last year that my boyfriend wouldn't want to know about?
I don't think so. Did you remember when we were at that New Year's party and you were like in the bathroom with that black guy for a really long time? I don't know if you guys did anything though.
What? That never happened.
The one that was like all over you and then you guys were like in the bathroom. I have
no
idea. No,
what are you talking about? Why are you making shit up?
I don't know if you guys did anything, but I saw you go into the bathroom, but you're the one asking me.
I can't believe you right now. Like, why are you making this shit up?
Wait, are you with him?
No.
No, you're not with him at all. You're not with him at all.
Oh, well, no. Like, I'm not trying to call you out or anything, and I'm not going to tell him, but that's all I saw.
What? I didn't do anything.
Wait, hold.
The girlfriend always knows the deep, dark secrets about your girl. Always remember that.
Am I the asshole for divorcing my wife because I found out her body count?
A lot of body count is how many people you've had sex with.
Okay, but no. I thought that. I've just never heard it referred to that way.
When I married her, I was told to believe that we both still had our V cards because of religious reasons. But yesterday, we talked about how young kids these days have their first time and that they don't really wait until marriage, to which my wife responded with, waiting till marriage doesn't make sense anyway. There are so many safe options now. I asked my wife if she regrets waiting until marriage, to which she responded,
I sure would have.
I didn't wait. I wanted to tell you, but I never felt comfortable sharing it. I feel like I've been manipulated. We had been dating for 7 months before we married.
We're only dating for 7 months before they got married? That's what horniness will do to a guy.
Yeah.
I asked her what her real body count was, and she told me, with me included, it was 17.
To be honest, no one's honest about their body count anyway. 17, probably 27.
17 from zero.
Uh-huh.
That's multiple basketballs.
She's like, honey, that includes you. There's only 16.
There's only 16 ones. She added that most of them were only a one-time thing, and she felt nothing.
Not better.
I told her that she had a month to pack her stuff and that we're getting a divorce.
He should be allowed to go out and sleep with 16 girls.
It's actually a fair trade.
That's what a solid marriage is built on.
The man got scammed, and I wouldn't even blame him for divorcing her.
I thought you said you weren't packing a weapon.
I don't have a weapon.
You don't have a weapon? Then how do you explain that? What's that?
That's not a weapon, that's my dick.
That's
I wonder what happened next.
This video is for everyone who has a really rich dad or like a dad who runs a business. Have you ever thought about that your dad is probably like a pay pig or a... Because with my experience these days, all the people that are those, you know, are really rich men that own businesses. So if you've ever wanted to know what your dad is doing deep down, it could be that if he's rich and owns a business. Hope this helps.
The fact that you know this just shows how big of a 304 you are. Do the same thing if I was in his situation as well.
So women are basically saying that they they gave a list of all the places that they don't want to go.
The list was long.
The list was long. It was a lot. It was like, I don't want to go on a coffee date. I don't want to go to Red Lobster. I don't want to go to Cheesecake. If we vibing, we vibing. I don't care where we go if we vibing.
No, I don't want to go to Cheesecake Factory for the first date. No, I don't want to go to Red Lobster for the first date. I like luxurious things. I like expensive things. I like when a man spends money on me.
I agree with that. If you want
as to. Soon as a woman literally says she doesn't want to go to the place that you offer to take her, literally just take her back home.
You know what? I have something that I need to say. I am tired. I am tired of the men that just don't go for it. They're just so scared. They think that they're going to get rejected when it's like, bruh, like, just take a freaking chance. I am tired, sick and tired of this. Excuse my language, but this energy that these men have been giving these days. You'll walk past and they'll literally give you side eye. Like, just come up to me and ask for my freaking name. Like, okay, like, you get rejected. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it happens. It happens to me. But just take a chance. Guys, just take a chance. Just get some confidence. Like, just take a chance.
I mean, men are tired of y'all BS, bro, so I can't blame them.
We have to catch up. I have been on so many dates recently. I have just been approaching men. Just walking up to men. The other day, I was swimming at the beach, and there was a guy in the ocean, and I just swam right out to him. Almost drowned, but swam right out to him and was treading water for my life and just chatting away to him, which was great. It was amazing. He was 24, very young, but you know what? That's fine. You know, it's for the plot. The airport, and I was looking at a guy just staring at him in the eyes. And he came over to me while another man was chatting me up and was like, are you guys together? And I said, no. And he's like, can I take you out? Absolutely, you can take me out, especially if you're going to ask me in front of another guy. Me and him went on the best date I've ever been on in my life. Then today, I approached another guy at the beach. And honestly, the point of this is just play big. Be bold. Approach people. Walk up to people. It's for the plot. And it's not even for the plot. Like, who cares about getting rejected? Life is one big game, really. It is one big game that we are all leaving the same way. You may as well make it interesting and just be fucking bold. Be bold. That's the catch up.
A lot of y'all want to be in relationships with your woman, or you are in a relationship with a woman, bro, and you don't know how to punish effectively. No, I'm not talking about beat, hit, slap, kick. And if you are putting your hands on a woman, you're literally a bitch. I'm talking about when your woman gets disrespectful with you and you don't know how to handle it. You want to know how I punish my woman? Silence. Say nothing. There's nothing better than a woman trying to get a reaction out of you and you don't react at all. Say she wants to catch a nasty attitude with you. Oh, you just ignore her. It works if you even live with the girl as well. Just pass her, grab your keys, go outside and go do something else. And when she starts texting you or she starts calling you, you just ignore those as well. This will teach your woman that you are not to be played with. Attention, as we all know it, is woman number one currency. So if you take that away from them, they literally go mad. This literally works almost 1000% of the time. Especially if you're living with her, she will literally beg you just to talk with her. Now, at first, yeah, it might seem that she's a little stubborn and she might be playing the silent game with you, but I guarantee you, if you keep playing this game with her, he will crack first and she's going to want to talk to you. One of the reasons why a whole lot of women don't respect their man nowadays is because there's no consequences for their bad actions. When you don't have no consequences, she's still going to do the disrespectful things even if you tell her to stop doing it. You must have a backbone, bro, because girls desire men that do have a backbone. So never be afraid to punish your woman. Because at the end of the day, if you don't punish her, she's going to be punishing you with disrespect. Hey, if you're new to my videos, I need you to like my videos and also subscribe. You already know, and am I out.